I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. Thanks to nearly an inch of rain on Saturday, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources says the Duck Lake Fire in the UP is 72% contained. The fire scorched more than 21,000 acres about 14 miles north of Newberry, 7 miles west of Tequamanon Falls State Park. As of Sunday, 49 homes or cabins, including a store and motel, had been destroyed by the fire. It started May 24th and was caused by a lightning strike. Well, it appears the political career of Congressman Thaddeus McCotter is on hold at best and could be over completely. The Livonia lawmakers decided against running as a write-in candidate for the August 7th Republican primary due to a scandal involving petition signatures submitted by his re-election campaign staff. Only a few hundred of the over 1,800 signatures were valid, and Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette's office is investigating. McCotter vows to help Schuette with the investigation once his term expires in January. Well, a car crash in northern Indiana took the life of a star student just hours before he was to graduate over the weekend. 18-year-old National Honor Society student James Reeder was remembered by friends and school staff as very charismatic, a good athlete, and exceptional student. There was a moment of silence during the commencement for Reeder at Lawrence High School yesterday. Graduates, staff, and administrators honored him with black patches. Well, the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office is likely to decide sometime today whether or not to charge a 17-year-old Detroit boy after he allegedly shot and killed his sister. Police say the shooting is believed to have been accidental, but then they add that there were other areas the boy could have been facing charges from, including involuntary manslaughter. The victim was 15. The alleged shooter was on suicide watch at the Detroit Southwestern District Jail following the Saturday incident. While one Flint home is now safe after the bomb squad had to make an appearance, police were called to a home late yesterday afternoon on a report of a military-style mortar in a bush. Walter Sampson told the Flint Journal he'd noticed it a few days ago under the bush. He didn't know what it was. Police evacuated four homes as they removed the bomb. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news.